What's up, everybody? Good morning. Good morning. I got to tell you, folks, there is a lot of horseshit floating around the Patriot community right now. And a lot of fantastical unicorn glitter shooting out of my ass bullshit. All I can say, folks, is use your discernment. If it sounds too good to be true, it sounds fantastical, usually is. That's all I can say about that. And, you know, more and more people telling me, you know, sending me videos. It's just, that's not what I'm getting. It's nothing even close to what I'm getting. Folks, the enemy's behind the gates. The Biden show is not being run by Trump. Just to prove to you how cute it can be. None of that. Better wake up. You better wake up. This isn't a, this isn't, you know, in some respects, it is like a theater, but in many others, it is not, folks. And it's not being run by Trump. This is a war. We're in it. We're eyeballs deep in this shit. And you better wake up. That's all I'm saying. You just better wake up. That's it. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, folks, you can get the book there. When the lights go out on Amazon, The Mexican Mix, that's on Amazon. Leave a nice, honest review. That's all we care about. So much going on right now, folks. And I got to say, how'd you all like that Ryan Belly? Ryan Belly, Juan O'Savin roundtable. That was pretty epic. Pretty friggin' epic. I think it answered a lot of questions. You know, you would have seen a lot of holes in Juan's game if there was any. I didn't really see any. Ryan Belly is going to be the next general in the general's tent. We're going to have him on military intelligence contractor. Folks, I'm just trying to get to the bottom of all this. That's all I'm trying to do. But it's real hard to put this work in when you got some fantastical horse shit going on within the Patriot community. And it's just sad. It's just sad that so many of us are trying to work hard, get to the bottom of this. And then, oh, gosh. You know what, man? You all believe what you want to believe. That's all I can say. You all believe what you want to believe. There's no difference in a Trump-tard and a libtard when it comes to this shit. That's all I'm going to say. No difference. Oh, boy. Virtual Shield 1, folks. Get your Virtual Shield 1. Data breaches are skyrocketing. Recently, over 2.6 million users of the popular app Duolingo had their personal details exposed. This information leads to targeting attacks that allow hackers to gain access to your bank accounts and more. It's time to take control, folks. I chose to sign up for Virtual Shield 1, which is how I started another YouTube account, and I got rid of all the junk being sent to me. Gives you all-in-one privacy suite that includes an industry-leading VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and even the power to remove your personal information from search engines like Google, which I did. And the best part for me was that no technical knowledge was needed. Signing up only took a few minutes, and Virtual Shield 1 guided me through the entire process. Virtual Shield 1 is built right there in the USA, right here in the USA, and is the only company I trust to protect me and my family. Right now, they're offering a free 30-day trial. This week only, get 50% off all paid subscriptions. Go to Virtual Shield 1 and sign up, folks. It's the only way I'm starting new channels. You never know. You never know. folks, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Getter's Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer, PatriotWare.com, Bing right there, Nino's Corner.tv, Jan Halper's General's Tent was awesome. I'm going to be talking to her again today about some things. So the General's Tent with Jan Halper was fire. It was amazing. It was a big audience. And I'm going to be sending that out. I recorded it, so I think I may be able to send some of that out to some of the subscribers that missed it. I'm going to see what I can do. Ryan Velli will be the next general in the general's tent. Military intelligence contractor. Pretty good stuff, if you ask me. What do you all think about Ryan Velli? You guys like him? The Wano Saban Ryan Velli Roundtable is up right now. Thank you, Dawn Patrol. The 107 Ryan Velli Roundtable is up right now on NinoSquinter.tv. I got Craig Bond coming on. Benjamin Fulford's going to make another stop at the corner. Laura Logan's coming on to the corner. Dustin Nemos is coming back. I don't know what we're going to do. I mean, it's interesting. I think Dustin Nemos is pretty interesting. He's an interesting guy. Rob Cunningham is coming back onto the corner. Okay. I had an interview with, I don't even know what you would call this guy. He's the author of the book Climatica or Climatism. I forgot the name of the book, but I got to tell you folks, it was a good interview, but well, you're going to watch it. I'm going to put it up on ninoscorner.tv because there's just too many people taking the bait. And I think you're going to see right there and right then. Let me know how I handle these interviews, folks. I do that for you. Let me know how I handle these normies. The normies. They're difficult, but when you start throwing little seeds at them, and you shake them up, it's almost like hitting them with a jab. Bap, bap, bap. And they're like, bing, bing, bing. And then they start thinking, like, why am I getting hit with that jab? It's because you got to look a little further. You got to scratch a little further than the surface. Okay? So I'm going to be putting that up. It's still an interesting interview, but I don't know. Give me your thoughts on it, folks. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Turn it down or turn it up. All right. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Oh, bam. Is Trump going to clinch an early nomination? They're pushing for it. And everybody's panicking, folks. Everybody's on the edge of their seat. It's really he's dictating the pace. And that's what you want to do in a fight. You want to dictate the pace. So Trump is beginning to make the moves to solidify an early nomination. He's making the moves that will further divide and disrupt both parties. Both parties are going to have shit fits over this, folks. And it's already starting. As he pushes to clinch the nomination, this means both Democrats and RINOs will be forced to make yet more panic moves. I don't know, what will those panic moves be out of fear? I don't know, let's say more charges against Trump that won't stick. Basically, you got to look at this as he's forcing their hand. He's making them commit. He's making them commit. And as a boxer, I see what he's doing, and it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant, even though I say no 24. I still say that, but he still has to push them into this corner. So the two people you'll see making desperate moves is old Ronnie Boy, the Rhino, Ronnie Boy and Pence. And Ron is already making those moves. He's already really trying, and I'm going to get into that. What can we expect? More charges and Democrat musical chairs to begin at any moment. So now the Democrats are panicking too. They cannot hold on to Biden. They know they can't. Folks, I'm telling you. Oh, but wait, I thought it was the Biden show. Should I just come on here? And, you know, sometimes I think about it. I'm like, maybe I should just come on here and just start talking crazy shit. And like, oh, I have proof. I met with Biden's clone. Oh, boy. Pence is an alien that got sent from Mars to destroy the planet. Oh. I'm not saying devolution is not a real thing. I think that's really happening, actually. But not it's the White Hats are not controlling Biden. Sorry. I've had too many interviews, folks. Too much research. Ain't happening. Sorry. It's gonna take a hell of a lot more to convince me. Please don't be like the other nutballs. Exactly. All right. I pride my audience of having some form of intelligence, a higher IQ than most. I know you're very awake, but man, some people just fall for it all. As the political theater continues for the fight of our country, our border, folks, is being ransacked right now. I was just there last night, downtown El Paso. And let me tell you, it's Migrantville. It's all migrants with sleeping bags. Right here in El Paso, downtown, all migrants. All of it. The whole place covered in migrants. As far as you can see. It's a joke. And Abbott declares an invasion. How many times has this guy done that? Nothing gets done. Nothing gets done with this rhino. If he wasn't a rhino, folks, this would have been handled a long time ago. The guy is a rhino. He's just doing enough to get the people to go like, see, he's on our side. No, he's not. He could do so much more. But I think they all got their little secret handshakes, don't they? That's what keeps them committed. Folks, you're going to really love Joshua Abraham on ninoscorner.tv. Joshua Abraham is going to be up there, I think, tomorrow evening. I'm putting him up. Joshua Abraham, the man that says he infiltrated the Masons. His father, Larry Abraham, was the one that wrote the book, None Dare Call It a Conspiracy. Interesting stuff, folks. So Trump team changes obscure GOP rules in hopes of clinching presidential nomination early. Strategic surgical efforts by former President Trump's campaign to overhaul obscure Republican Party rules in states around the nation, including California, have created an opportunity for the GOP frontrunner to quickly sew up his party's presidential nomination. The former president's aides have sculpted rules in dozens of states, starting even before his 2020 reelection bid. Their work is ongoing. In addition to California, state Republican parties in Nevada and Michigan have recently overhauled their rules in ways clearly designed to favor Trump. So this election, despite a large number of candidates, only the Trump campaign went out and did the really hard grunt work of talking to state parties to try and get them to meld their rules to Donald Trump's favor, said Ben Ginsburg, a veteran GOP attorney who represented the presidential campaigns of George W. Bush, notably during the 2000 Florida recount and Mitt Romney. The Trump campaign succeeded in changing the rules in part because they knew what they were doing and in part because everybody else is asleep at the switch, Ginsburg added. The changes could discourage campaigning and decrease voter participation, said Dan Lee, a political science professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. There's a lot of uncertainty, and there has been as much campaigning going on in Nevada. I think that's due to the uncertainty, Lee said. The success of the Trump campaign's effort is partly attributable to his aggressive counting of state GOP leaders. The former president had headlined fundraisers that have raised millions of dollars for state parties. He wooed their leaders at the White House when the president and feted them at the Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida since leaving office. So Trump is making certain moves to clinch this early nomination, and he's got them panicked. He's got them really panicked. And folks, this is all part of the chess game. This is all part of the strategic chess game right here, folks. As he's doing this, as this is transpiring, Trump urges government shutdown. So he's urging it. He's like, let it happen. Let's go. Rip the Band-Aid off. Trump is urging government shutdown in unlikely bid to defund his criminal prosecution. Prosecutions with an S. You guys think I'm losing weight? Do I look like I'm losing weight? I'm doing a little bit of fasting. I'm taking my keto. What do y'all think? Am I losing weight a little bit? Former President Donald Trump has urged fellow Republicans in Congress to shut down the government to thwart the federal prosecutions against him, although any funding lapse was unlikely to stop the cases from being pursued. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives are at odds over how to proceed with spending legislation, which must be passed to avert an October 1st shutdown. A small group of headliners, including Trump's most fervent supporters, have complicated the agenda for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy as he pushes a short-term funding plan. Republicans in Congress can and must defund all aspects of crooked Joe Biden's weaponized government, Trump wrote on his Truth social media site late on Wednesday, calling it the last chance to defund the political prosecutions against me and other patriots. Making moves, folks. See, these are highly strategic chess moves. Highly strategic chess moves. And if you're paying attention to the game, you see how it's playing out here. Folks, we're like vice grips on these people. Yeah, they maybe have all the bells and whistles and fireworks, but we're squeezing them, squeezing them, squeezing them, squeezing them. Don't you pop, bitch. Yeah. I see what I know what I'm looking at here. It's like you're working the body, working the body, working the body. The legs start getting tired. The head begins to die. And that's what we're doing here. But I still say no 24. I still say it because they're going to pull out some really crazy shit. That's how I see it. Now, I could be wrong. House GOP erupts as McCarthy fails to move Pentagon bill. Speaker Kevin McCarthy suffered yet another stinging defeat Thursday as a handful of conservatives taint a key vote that was supposed to signal the way out of days of intra-party bickering. Instead, GOP hardliners began blockading the floor for the second time in 3 days, leaving McCarthy unable to call the party's own defense spending bill to the floor. This time, though, it came as a shock to many GOP leaders who believed they won over enough holdouts to finally bring up the Pentagon funding bill. Perhaps more ominously, the ultra-conservatives gambit proved what many in the GOP had already suspected, that McCarthy is essentially powerless to avert a government closure that could begin October 1st. Across the conference, House Republicans erupted in fury. This is painful. It gives me a headache. This is a very difficult series of mishaps by our conference rep, Steve Womack, told Politico. If you can't do the defense bill, what can you do? Walking down the steps of the Capitol after a failed vote, battleground rep Anthony D'Espinoso, too, verified about the hardliners. At this point, it seems like there are some people playing policy warfare. And I think that we need to move our country forward, he said. We're pretty frustrated. So, folks, what do you think is going to happen? What do you all believe is going to happen here? McCarthy and his team are shackled, unable to bring anything to the floor. GOP leaders may start calling up individual spending bills next week while trying to add more cuts, part of a broader effort to shake loose opposition to their short-term spending patch. The drama, the plot thickens, right? Deflated House Republicans leave town with no solution for government shutdown. There's no solution so far, folks. Speaker McCarthy brought up a vote to advance a bill to fund the Defense Department on Thursday for the second time this week, and it failed. Keep failing. For the second time this week, House Republicans on Thursday failed to start debate on a key military funding bill after five conservative rebels blocked the measure over demands for additional spending cuts. The defeat marked yet another public embarrassment for Speaker Kevin McCarthy and House Republicans as Washington barrels toward a government shutdown. Then they left town for the week. Take their little vacation. Folks, I got to tell you, I was driving around downtown El Paso last night, and it's a disaster. It's a disaster. Migrants everywhere, sleeping in sleeping bags. They're not even from Mexico. They're from Honduras, Venezuela, El Salvador. I mean, and they're all over the place, folks. It doesn't look safe. It doesn't look safe to me. Migrant encounters at U.S. border on pace to reach record highs in September. So this is border news right here, folks. Mexico City, U.S. border authorities encountered more than 142,000 migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border in the first half of September, according to data shared by Mexico's president, a tally on pace to match or even surpass previous monthly highs. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador shared a U.S. Customs and Border Protection CBP figures during a morning press conference and proposed a visit to Washington in November to discuss migration and other issues. I'm hearing in Ciudad Juarez, folks, from people that I know, that the crime has spiked. People are scared that they're murdering people. There's violent crime. There's carjackings. I mean, everything's going up the road because these people need to survive. They don't know how to survive. The only way they know how to survive is crime. That's it. Crime. That's all they know. That's who we're bringing here. It's a different mentality, folks. They see a little old lady leaving the store. They go jack her. They don't care about knocking her out or killing her. They don't care. And that is who we're bringing here. Oh, but we need to house them and give them hotels and motels. They don't do anything, okay? They just sit there and plot the next crime. That's all they're doing. And they use children as cannon fodder, folks, as Juan would say, as expendables. They bring the children so you can feel sorry for them, so you can feel sorry for Juanita and Juanito when they bring their little kid that's not even theirs. It's not even theirs. And they bring them so you can feel sorry for them. And they use that kid as like a hostage. You get what I'm saying here, folks? Do you understand? And there are reports I got confirmed that Mexico is finishing building the wall. Now, why would they do that? Why would they do that? I think we're going to see a massive influx to go back soon. Now, I don't know about Greg Abbott. I see him as a rhino, a complete rhino, because there's so much more this man could have done. So much more. And he's not doing it, folks. He's not doing dick. Texas Governor Abbott declares invasion at southern border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared an invasion. Oh, he declared another invasion. You don't say. You're just stating the obvious, sir. An invasion of the southern border Wednesday evening, deploying the Texas National Guard, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and local law enforcement agencies. I officially declared an invasion at our border because of Biden's policies. Abbott posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, on Wednesday. He continued, "We are building a border wall. Razor wire and marine barriers. We are also repelling migrants." Along the post, Abbott attached a letter sent to President Joe Biden last November. In the letter, Abbott argues the federal government is not upholding its end of a constitutional agreement to individual states to protect each of them against invasion. It's a free-for-all. I live here in El Paso. I'm telling you right now, it's a party. Órale, come on, I'll buy you all cerveza. Some drogas, cerveza, mujeres, órale. Everything's free. You're all paying for it. You schmucks are paying for it. All of you are paying for it. The federal government's failure has forced me to invoke Article 1 and 10, Clause 3 of the U.S. Constitution, thereby enabling the state of Texas to protect its own territory against invasion by the Mexican drug cartels. Abbott said in the letter. He later then added, Texans are paying the price for your failure. Ranches are being ripped apart and homes are vulnerable to intrusion. Our border communities are regularly disrupted by human traffickers and bailouts. Deadly fentanyl. And I know that's affecting all of us. Deadly fentanyl. The poorest border is such as poured over the border in such a degree that it's now the leading cause of death for citizens between the ages of 18 and 45. Did you all know that? I bet you all didn't know that. 18 and 45, Abbott said, using his authority, he plans to escalate efforts to repel and turn back migrants who try to enter Texas at a border crossing Congress has designated as illegal and arrest those who violate Texas law. Damn. And could secession be a reality, folks? Who are the Americans who support a secession? Marjorie Taylor Greene reached the point of diminishing returns some time ago. One can only repeat fringe rhetoric so many times before it loses the shock value, before it becomes the sort of thing you're expected to say. So when she argued on September 11th, Patriot Day, as some have it, that states should consider a secession, it attracted much less attention than similar outbursts she offered in the past. But it's worth considering Green's comments less for her argument than for what it doesn't capture. Well, the reason is that about 1 in 5 Americans support the concept of secession. 1 in 4 Americans support this. The representation of Georgia, the punitive rationale for secession was the border. President Biden's policies, she claimed, including a refusal to stop the invasion of cartel-led human and drug trafficking into our country, which meant that states should consider seceding from the Union. I'm all about it. Oh. You lost your son to fentanyl? Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. Jeez. I'm very sorry about that. Jeez. Rupert Murdoch. I like that name, Rupert. Hello, Rupert. Hello, Rupert. Rupert Murdoch. Hi, my name's Rupert. My name is Rupert Murdoch. Murdoch. Some just call me Rupert. Rupert Murdoch steps down as chairman of Fox and News Corp. Rupert Murdoch is, what a name, right? What a name, Rupert. My name is Rupert. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as chairman of News Corp and Fox Corp. The news comes as a 92-year-old's empire, 92 years old. Damn, which includes Fox News gears up for the 2024 election. Ah, see what they're doing here? As it gears up for the 2024 election. Earlier this year, Fox paid $707.5 million to settle defamation claims by voting tech company Dumb Onion. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as chairman of the board on both Fox Corp and News Corp. The company said Thursday the move will be official in November. Murdoch, 92, will be appointed chairman of the company. Lachlan Murdoch, one of his sons, will become the sole chairman of News Corp and will continue as Fox Corp's executive chair and CEO. And you guys still watch this stuff. You guys still watch Fox. So Lachlan Murdoch is going to step in. I think that's how you say his name, Lachlan Murdoch. Stepping into his shoes, Murdoch's eldest son, Lachlan, who already serves as chief executive of Fox Corporation, will become sole chairman of both companies. Well, Murdoch described Lachlan as a passionate, principled leader. It's unclear if Fox's direction will change under Lachlan, but Rupert signaled that Lachlan will maintain the right-wing editorial bent his media companies are known for. Jeez. Deep State Fox, folks. DeSantis is close to getting Iowa governor's endorsement to blow Trump. DeSantis close to getting Iowa governor's endorsement to blow Trump. In blow to Trump. See, sometimes when you're reading this pretty fast, it sounded like he wanted to give him a blowjob. All right. DeSantis closing to get close to getting Iowa governor's endorsement to blow Trump. Sorry. I don't know. Man. Oh, God. I need more sleep. All right. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is signaling she is likely to endorse Ronnie Boy for president, a move that would give him the support of a popular conservative leader as he looks to close the gap against frontrunner Donald Trump, according to people familiar with the matter. What did I say earlier? I said that Trump is pushing their hand, trying to close in for that nomination. Now you got Ronnie Boy making moves. He's trying to get an endorsement. The endorsement is not finalized, according to people briefed who spoke on condition of anonymity. Reynolds' backing could come as early as November, two of the people said. The Iowa caucus, the first in the GOP primary calendar, is scheduled for January. So do you think he's going to get the pat on the back, the endorsement, as a blow to Trump, not to blow Trump? Yeah, Trump or nothing. I agree with you. And I appreciate the super chats on here, folks. I really do. Ron is done. I agree. Ron is completely done. Zelensky blitzes Washington in urgent effort to bolster support. So here he's coming back to Washington. When Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky last visited Washington, it was a top secret journey and his first trip outside his country since Russia invaded Ukraine. He received a hero's welcome at the White House and on Capitol Hill that day in December, evoking comparisons to British Prime Minister Winston Churchill's wartime visit to Washington in 1941. Comparing him to Winston Churchill. Are you kidding me? Zelensky returned here on Thursday to dramatically different circumstances. A growing number of Republicans are vowing to reject additional aid for Ukraine as a U.S. government shutdown looms. So as the shutdown looms, obviously they're saying we cannot give you any more money. So he took a flight over here to guarantee it. A growing number of Republicans are vowing to reject additional aid for Ukraine as a U.S. government shutdown looms. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy denied the Ukrainian leader's request to address a joint meeting of Congress, and Zelensky was unable to tout any major breakthroughs in his military's current counteroffensive against Russia. For Zelensky, the immediate challenge on Thursday was to cajole, I don't know what that means, lawmakers to support the Biden administration's latest request for $24 billion in military and humanitarian aid for Ukraine. I am in Washington to strengthen Ukraine's position to defend our children. Look, notice he has to put that in there. To defend our children, defend our families, our homes, freedom and democracy in the world. Look how they spin this shit. Zelensky said at the start of his meeting with President Biden in the Oval Office. Poland's backing out, folks. Poland says it will stop arming Ukraine. So Poland now is getting out. They're saying we're not gonna fund them anymore. So Poland says it will stop arming Ukraine. How did we get here, and what does it mean for the war? One of Ukraine's closest and most vocal allies has now said it will stop sending arms to Kiev, a major reversal that threatens to upend Europe's strategic relationship with the country as it wages a counteroffensive against Russia. Have you seen how stressed out, how stressed Zelensky is? Have you guys seen this? It almost looks like this guy's on drugs. Have you seen? I think he is on drugs. I think he's taking something because he's slurring. And I don't think it's lack of sleep. I think this guy is, first of all, just look at the guy. Just look at him from the beginning. high heels and all, high heels with his leather spandex, dancing around with other men. That's the leader of Ukraine, folks. That guy, okay? Tell me he's not a puppet, all right? Tell me that guy wasn't handpicked. It wages a counteroffensive against Russia. Poland's decision was both sudden and predictable. It says it was predictable, coming after months of tensions over temporary ban on Ukrainian grain imports to a number of European Union countries. Tongue twister there. It also follows a pattern of increasingly confrontational behaviors towards Kiev from Poland's government just weeks before a tight general election. And it could have implications for Ukraine's attempts to push Russian forces out of the country's southern regions in an ongoing assault that has been making slow and grinding progress. I'm hearing it's not. I'm hearing it's not at all. So they're no longer going to transfer weapons to Ukraine because they're now busy arming themselves, arming Poland. So they will be busy supplying the most modern weapons for its own defense, its own purposes, state news agency PAP reported. If you want to defend yourself, you have to have something to defend with, the prime minister said. And when do you think China is going to make a move? When do you all think China is going to make a move on Taiwan? Because it's getting really, really close. China's fighter jets aren't just flying around Taiwan. They are practicing, and they're practicing in front of everybody. This is all about intimidation, scaring Taiwan, making them live in fear so they just give up. In Taipei, China, has sent out some of the largest swarms of jet fighters and warships into the air and waters around Taiwan this month. They haven't even been accomplished by usual silence. While previous Chinese drills of similar scale were paired with waves of propaganda meant to intimidate and self-ruled island, Beijing has said next to nothing about the recent exercises. The silence is a sign that recent activity is less about delivering a political message. Taiwanese authorities and defense analysis say than about training. Chinese military is trying to sharpen its ability, to encircle Taiwan, neutralize the island's natural advantages, and block the U.S. from coming to the rescue in the event of an invasion. Communist Party leaders in Beijing regard Taiwan as part of China and have vowed to take control of it by force if it's necessary. During one day earlier this week, Taiwan's military detected 103 Chinese military aircraft in areas around the island, a recent high, including 40 that entered the island's air defense identification zone. The next day, 55 Chinese aircraft flew sorties near Taiwan, the Taiwanese defense ministry said. Oh, this is going to get crazy. So the practices are gearing up. They're picking up. Fighter jets are flying all around Taiwan. Intimidation exercises is what I call them. How are you all doing this morning? You guys doing good? Did you know that Mexico, which I don't think this is going to happen. I don't see this happening, but Mexico is on track. And of course, I got this from, I think, from the Jerusalem Post. Mexico is on track to have its first Jewish female president. Well, I didn't see that one coming. The way things stand now, Mexico is headed to elect its first woman president next year. Are you kidding me? So you're going to tell me Mexico's going to get a first woman president before America? Wow. I would have never saw this coming. The two leading candidates in the polls for the 2024 elections are Claudia Sheinbaum, Mexico City's former mayor, and Chote Galvez, a senator representing. I always have a problem with the X. When I see the X, I think it's pronounced with a he. Chote Galvez, a senator representing the center-right opposition bloc. The polls point to another first. Sheinbaum, currently a frontrunner, could become the country's first Jewish president. Earlier this month, Sheinbaum, 61, was announced as a candidate for the left-wing Morena Party, which had been led by the country's outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Since then, her momentum has been only growing. A poll taken by the El País newspaper has 47% of voters supporting her, while Galvez, her closest competitor, notched 30%. Finally, we're breaking 3,400. I talk to people, they're like, you need to put more sensationalized clickbait out on YouTube. You need to attract them. You know, I'm like, fuck, man. You can't be the boy that cries wolf. I refuse to do that. I refuse to be the guy that's always has a nuclear fucking fire war. I don't want to do that every fucking time. There's a time and place for it. And then you guys will just not trust me anymore. And I want you all to trust me. I want to be the guy that can deliver realistic news. Okay, let me say that again. Realistic, not fantastical horseshit. The problem with that is when you're trying to be transparent and realistic, it's not as favorable on the internet. It's not the clickbait. But I know what's coming. And I know what's coming, and I'm going to tell you this right now. You all are going to have somebody you trust. You're going to need somebody you trust, and I'm going to be right here standing the test of time, baby. Yeah. So I do this three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, three times a week. And all I can say is this three times a week, I just want to be transparent with you, man. Folks, the enemy is behind the gates. This is a war. This is not a fucking show at all, by any stretch. It's not a show. This is real. That'd be like me going into a fight in boxing and be like, don't worry. Just play with the guy. You're going to win anyway. You're going to win anyway. And then I go in there and get knocked the fuck out. But they told me I was going to win anyway. Well, you're a fucking idiot. Okay? You fell for that, you moron? And people are falling for it. Just be complacent. Don't do anything. I just got a Biden deploys Newsom to debate. Really? Hollywood Studios writers near agreement to end strike. Hope to finalize deal Thursday, sources say. So writers and producers are near an agreement to end the Writers Guild of America strike after meeting face-to-face on Wednesday. People close to the negotiations told CNBC. The two sides met and hoped to finalize the deal Thursday, the sources said. While optimistic, the people noted, however, that if a deal is not reached, the strike could last through the end of the year. Do you all even care about Hollywood anymore? I don't give a shit. I don't care. Look, it doesn't really matter to them. I'm going to tell you why. They want this to go to AI anyway. They don't want to pay actors, or they're all just going to use this as an excuse to just, fuck them. We don't need them. Let's use AI. Let's even have AI write our scripts. Like Queen, Freddie Mercury said, music will lose its soul. It's already lost its soul. And now movies suck. They all suck. I turn on Netflix and I get analysis paralysis. I look at every movie looks the same. It all looks the same. And I just don't care. I read the description and I'm like, this sucks. I don't have any desire to watch this. Oh, propaganda, more propaganda than that. Oh, you don't say. Oh, Jesus is black. Okay, let's go to the next one. I mean, it's nonstop propaganda on Netflix. Nonstop. Even the documentaries, polar bears, they'll show like black polar bears. Someone sent me a meme, a Netflix documentary, a meme saying polar bears, and it showed a bunch of black bears. That's where we're at now with this junk. They're trying to rewrite history, trying to rewrite everything for us. Folks, don't fall for it. It's a fucking joke. And I don't watch Netflix. The most I watch really is I watch some YouTube, some of my favorite channels on YouTube. But you just can't trust anything these days. Nothing. Nothing. Let's get to some what the fuck news, shall we? Some what the fuck news. In what the fuck news. In what the fuck news. Hollywood. Yeah, I already read that, didn't I? I'm getting sloppy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Venezuela's Tocoron prison raided. Okay, so they raided the prison in Venezuela. 11,000 cops storm the notorious jail to find a zoo, casino, nightclub, pool, and supermarket after the Tren Aragua criminal gang was allowed to roam for 3 years. No, for years. For free for years. So, the Venezuela government deployed 11,000 soldiers and cops in an operation that led to the takeover of a prison in the north central state of Aragua. Security forces raided the penitentiary Wednesday afternoon and discovered a small zoo that was built by the By the Tren de Aragua, the gang that controlled the jail. The gang is led by Hector Nino Guerrero. Nino Guerrero, who reportedly escaped day before the raid after he was tipped off. The Venezuela government has regained control of the prison that had been under the rule of the country's most powerful gang, which built its own mini city within the jail walls that featured a zoo, a club, and a swimming pool. The government deployed 11,000 cops and soldiers Wednesday to the Tocoron prison, which doubled as the Tren de Aragua's headquarters in the northern state of Aragua. The notorious criminal group set up small shacks where some members lived with their families and had access to satellite television and the internet. So they were living better in here than they were on the outside. Damn. The Tren de Aragua Zoo said a zoo is said to have had housed tigers, lions, and crocodiles, and pumas. Tigers, lions, crocodiles, and pumas that were used to challenge prisoners and the authority of government officials. The gang had its own nightclub. It had its own nightclub named Tokyo, Spanish for Japanese city, where inmates regularly partied and a restaurant where prisoners dined with their visitors. There was also a baseball field, a room where gambling activities took place, and another there where inmates illegally mined cryptocurrency. How do you illegally mine cryptocurrency? The Tren de Aragua built a swimming pool below the ground that was located next to a play area for children. Golly, I congratulate more than 11,000 members of the FANB, National Bolivarian Armed Forces of Venezuela, and police forces for the successful intervention of the Tocoron Penitentiary Center President Nicolas Maduro wrote on X. Everybody's writing on X. The social media platform formerly known as Twitter, moments after the raid. We are heading towards a Venezuela free of criminal gangs. Body cam footage of the raid showed cops and soldiers storming one of the prison buildings where a tunnel had been built. The underground passage featured several exits, including one that led to a lake where three wooden rafts were stationed on the shore. Damn. We put an end to the irregularities in this space. We have detected some tunnels. In that tunneling system, we have prevented a massive escape, and we have controlled all those deprived of liberty, Interior Minister. This is getting to the point, folks. It's like, this is the way it is. And I've heard that some of these tunnels have air conditioning. So when you're down there, they have, and I'm talking AC units, folks, in the tunnels. Carpeting in some of the tunnels. Some of these tunnels are big enough to drive Humvees in. And they go right, and then I'm talking from Mexico to here. They go right into the United States, and they pull up in like some house. So there'll be a ramp, and they pull up in the house. A ramp, they pull up in a warehouse. It's crazy. This is the way it is, and this is the way it's been for a very long time, folks. Thank you. You pray for my parents. I appreciate that. Folks, I'm leaving town. I don't think I'll be able to do a show next week, but I am going to be putting videos up on YouTube. And then come October, I'm going to be pretty consistent on my morning shows because I know things are going to take a vertical jump. I'm betting on it. I'm betting on it, at least. I can't predict anything. I can't say any dates. But I think late October on, it's going to get crazy. And folks, I just ask, consider your sources, man. Use discernment. That's all I'm saying. My channel is for those of us who use discernment. That's where we weed them out. And let me tell you, folks, the guys, the people that don't want to come on my channel, they don't want to be smoked out, okay? Because they know I'm going to ask the really tough questions. And I'm going to really give it to them. And if they don't want to come on, I just don't like them. I just don't like David Nino Rodriguez. Nah. You know you'll be aired out, okay? I'll ask the difficult questions for my audience. All right, folks, I'm out of here. I am out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, Searching for Truth, and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Go to ninoscorner.tv. I got some good ones. Joshua Abraham's going up there. Ryan Belly and Juan O'Savin are up there right now. The round table. I got much, much more coming on, folks. All right. I'm out.